If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, December 1st. Just a month after announcing it would no longer offer bottles of alcohol pre-order on its ships, Carnival has, well, reversed that policy, kind of. Starting today, guests can once again pre-order bottles of alcohol ahead of their cruise to be delivered to their cabin. Only one bottle per cabin is allowed, and the only option is available on cruises 7 nights or longer. Those taking back-to-back cruises can order separate bottles for each leg of the voyage. Drink up. And you got some extra cash and want to buy a cruise ship? Well, we have a deal for you. Bankrupt cruise operator Genting Hong Kong ship World Dream is now on the auction block. The High Court of Singapore has ordered that the 2017-built Dream Cruises vessel be sold through a sealed auction, which is open for bidding through December 21st. Vessel's value estimates that the World Dream is worth around $654 million, with sources saying that the auction will serve as a good benchmark for the value of modern large cruise ships. Identical sister ship Genting Dream sold to Chinese banks for $700 million in 2020 and is now sailing for charter under Resort World Cruises. Dream Cruises' third ship, Explorer Dream, is still out of service. And after 2.5 years, Japan has reopened to international cruise ships. In turn, Holland America Line has revealed that it's going to be sailing there in 2023 aboard the MS Westerdam. The ship will begin a winter and spring season in Japan following a January dry dock. There will be 5 separate itineraries to choose from 11 to 14 nights, departing from either Japan or Singapore. The Japan season will conclude at the end of April when Westerdam heads to Seattle to spend the summer sailing Alaska cruises. Cruise line stocks were mixed on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 2%, 9.93. Royal Caribbean flat 59.93. And Norwegian flat 16.44. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.